From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Firestorm by Lisa Tonbergen. Now let's begin with Firestorm. Prologue. Rain Older was the first to pick it up. The sense of danger was subtle, intangible, but definitely there. 200 feet in front of her, Stan Shaw, a long-trusted squad boss of the Lolo Hotshots, suddenly stopped digging. He sensed it, too. Rain watched Stan lift his head as if to trace the wind, apparently to see if it had changed direction or speed, and looked beyond him to the last 6 chains he had dug. A chain, a trench, 66 feet in length and 2 feet in width, was required every hour of a ground-pounding firefighter. Stan was a chain ahead. She smiled to herself. He was always ahead. Rain looked back at him, meeting his eyes, listening with him. Beyond the snap, crackle, pop that made fighting fires a nightmarish Rice Krispies experience, beyond the shimmering heat from the flames and the hard-working firefighters around her, beyond the radio at her hip that crackled with frequent transmissions from the fire bosses in fire camp far below them on Boise's county fairgrounds. What had changed? The wind seemed to be coming from the same direction as before. But tiny hairs on the back of her neck stood on end, despite a layer of sweat and grime. She could not shake the sense of dread, the foreboding. It did not help that Stan, a seasoned firefighter, stood motionless, awaiting her direction. He obviously sensed the danger, too. "God," she called silently, "what are you trying to tell me?"